It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. Governor Rick Snyder today presented a proposed consent agreement to City of Detroit officials. The governor has stated his preference for using a consent agreement rather than the appointment of an emergency manager to get Detroit's finances repaired. Joining us now is Stephen Henderson, the Free Press's editorial page editor and host of American Black Journal. Stephen, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Now, this proposed consent agreement would establish a 9-member financial advisory board to oversee the city's operations. It seems the makeup of that board is already a sticking point for Mayor Bing. What's the issue there?
Well, I mean, the makeup of the board, nominally at least, is shared between mayor, council, and governor. But really, the governor is going to have more control than anybody else. The mayoral and city council appointees are going to come from a list that'll come from the governor's office. And so with this issue, as with the whole idea of the consent agreement, it's about control and power. And this agreement would ask the mayor and city council to give up a lot of that.
When you look at this consent agreement against what we know about the emergency manager law, what are the material differences between the two?
I would say they're in name only. As opposed to appointing an actual manager, he's appointing a financial control board. But the powers that this board would have and at least nominally share with the mayor and council are exactly the same as what an emergency manager would do. But that's because we're in the situation we're in, and there isn't a whole lot of choice about what we do about it. We've got to straighten this out. And other than bankruptcy, there aren't a whole lot of choices. And so it really doesn't matter what you call it. It is a restructuring of the city of Detroit that, you know, a lot of people would say is long overdue.
What do you think is happening behind the scenes right now with Mayor Bing and the city council?
Well, I mean, I know that the mayor's been thinking and talking about this for a long time, going back and forth with the governor. I know a lot of his calculations have been about, you know, the political impact of this. How will it look for him to give up this much power? I know that the council is being, you know, inundated with heavy criticism from its constituents about the same issue. How much power should we have to give up to solve these problems? And so ultimately, the decisions here will be dictated by how much they can stand up to that idea of giving up power and focus on improving service delivery in the city and the financial condition of the city in the long term.
In your column on Sunday, you questioned whether Mayor Bing was up to the job of stabilizing the city.
Right.
When you look at what's outlined in this consent agreement, do you think it gives the mayor the leverage he needs to get the city under control?
Well, it does. I mean, and it gives him cover, right? He can do all the things that he's been talking about doing for 3 years and say that it's not him that's doing it. It's the financial control board, or it's the governor. This really gives them the latitude to make the fundamental changes to government that he's been talking about, renegotiating union contracts, reconsidering the size and scope of city government.
So then the decision to go with a consent agreement as opposed to the emergency manager, do you think it's more about politics in that case?
It's a little bit about politics. It allows the mayor and the council to keep their jobs. It allows them to save some face, and at least in a very structured way, allows them to have some input into how the city is restructured. It's better for them from their perspective. But the thing that I'm sort of urging people to think about is not about what this does to the city's political officials. It's got to be about what it does to those of us who live in the city. You know, we wander around in the dark here because public lighting doesn't work. You know, people bleed out in the streets waiting for EMS that doesn't come for a half hour. Those are the critical questions that face us as Detroiters, and I think we would all do well to focus much more on that when we're considering this agreement than on what it does to the mayor or what it does to the council.
Stephen Henderson is the Free Press's editorial page editor and host of American Black Journal. Stephen, thanks for making time for us today.
Thanks for having me.